Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Studio Lounge interviews at America's Credit Union's GAC, brought to you by PSU Co-op Solutions, Correlation, Smart Vault, Despite Impossible, Connective, Q2, Acuvo, and Advantage.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of America's Credit Union's 2024 GAC here in beautiful Washington, D.C. Look who we have in the studio lounge. Three fine gentlemen representing the credit union industry. Right next to me is teacher's very own Brad Calhoun. Brad, how are you, sir?
Doing well. It's great to be with you today morning, bright and early.
Yeah.
And, looking forward, as always, to talking with you today.
Indeed. We're getting started off the right way. And then right next to Brad is Suresh Reganathan. Suresh, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Mike. It's a genuine pleasure to be here. I'm doing excellent.
Good, good. Well, I'm glad we're doing so excellent at 7:45 in the morning. It's good for you. And then right on the very end out down there is Manish Gupta from Corridor Platforms. Manish, how are you, sir?
Very good. Thank you.
Good.
Awesome.
Glad to have you guys here. Before we get started with the topic at hand here, I know we're just kind of getting started here, but how's it going for you guys so far, Brad?
Everything's great. You know, it's GAC's a great time. We all come together, and you meet so many of your colleagues across the network, and love each year we come back.
Yep.
It's great to have the presence that we do here in D.C.
Indeed, yeah. They call it the giant family reunion for good reason. I mean, there's streams and streams of people walking in, so it's great to see. And I think they set a record this year, 6,000, I believe, was the number.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's
so
fantastic.
Yeah, and Suresh, how about you? How are things
absolutely
kicking off?
Having
for you?
Fun, listening, and learning already. I'm looking forward to it.
Second GAC here.
Oh, wow. All right. Indeed. And Manish, how about you? Corridor
this
Platform.
This is my first one, so I'm really excited. So, you know, we've really entering the credit union space.
Okay.
And thanks to teachers, we are here. I'm really excited, want to learn a lot. Like, you know, this is the best place to probably come for that.
Yeah, I want to talk to you on Wednesday and see, get some feedback from you from your first timer. Yeah, exactly, after the marathon. So, all right, so you guys have obviously created a partnership with Corridor Platforms and teachers to establish your nationwide initiative to strengthen decisioning capabilities. You want to lay the foundation here?
Yeah, and it's a good thing I have extra help here to talk about it. But, you know, as we think about scaling, growing, and doing it in the most efficient manner, leveraging the technology and the data is going to be, you know, the table stakes to bring that level up of the data that you're bringing in and the credit decisioning that's coming out of that. Mm-hmm. So you could speed up in real time those decisions, and the platform that we're bringing in through Corridor will enable us to build that, and it's something that we'll own and we'll be able to continue to improve on that. So I look at it from scaling and enhancing our member experience, but these gentlemen will talk a little bit more about some of the ins and outs as what it will do.
Okay.
But that kind of is where it started with Corridor and Suresh with some of the relationship.
Okay, great. And Manish, I want to lay the foundation for us from the Corridor perspective. Just real briefly, how does the technology work with teachers? How do you guys?
The idea is, you know, if we can sit on top of the data,
right?
So if you can organize the data into being able to assess the member behavior, performance, and the platform sits on top of the data. So once it's populated, it's there for life, for teachers to use, get insights, not only for underwriting, for marketing, for cross-sell, for collections, and it's a core competency of how do you kind of use knowledge of your members to kind of be there when they need it with the right offer, etc. So, and the important part is that we are a strong believer, having been in banking all our lives, that this is a core competency that teachers should own.
Right.
So in the end, we are setting it up and they will take it forward, and the platform, the automation will help them so that few people can take it forward and keep progressing.
Okay, so it sounds like we're on the ground floor here, getting ready to take off nicely with this.
Yep.
Suresh, do you want to share with me the why behind this and what plans are, future plans?
Certainly. First of all, Mike, we have a very forward-thinking leader.
Yes,
right?
You do.
He is transforming our credit union to a premier financial services provider that benefits members and communities across America. This investment is a strategic decision we made that supports the transformation efforts related to credit decisioning and automation, right? And the why is first of all, the platform in itself brings a very scalable and comprehensive solution with key features. What we call it is advanced decision workflow, real-time credit decisioning, and robust governance and compliance structure, also comprehensive analytics features. So these are the things quickly comes to my mind that how we went towards making the decision.
Good deal. And Brad, you want to add anything to that from your perspective?
You know, no, I think they covered it well. They covered it very well. I'm glad they were here to fill in all the gaps. But I think at the highest level, this is something that we see that we'll be able to build off of. As Manish mentioned, it sits on top of all the other information. So it's going to enable and unlock so much that cuts really across all of our platforms. Mm-hmm. So what starts in, you know, the beginning or some of the credit decision really goes all the way through the process.
Right, right.
You know, everything out to even, you know, using that data as far as how do we drive more insights on the collections front as well. So we really see it as an end-to-end solution that we're putting in place and building with Corridor.
Is this more of like a proactive tool to get you guys to act? I mean, proactively, because you talk about collections. I mean, we can use that as an example. If you can get ahead of the game in that area, especially, your members will love you.
Yeah, yeah. So
not if they don't already.
Yeah, I think it's building on it, right? It's it's continuing to lay that foundation, so you do have that loyalty of member your member experience. And that's the other thing. When I look at this, and we've talked, it's how do we enhance the member experience as well as employee experience.
Right, so right.
We're speeding things up. We're using the data. We're automating, and it's not an efficient way. And many are already, you know, on parts of this journey, right, of automating more of that and speeding things up. So less reliance on your people resources for that. So if you're growing, you have to make sure that you're leveraging the technology, these insights, to really to be able to scale.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Great.
And Mike, basically to add to it, right? This it's a platform. Platform allows us to invest in our own risk models and use analytics to offer personalized services to our members efficiently as well.
Okay, so there's the personalization aspect of
Absolutely.
It too. Okay, yeah, which is so, that's one of the big buzzwords the last 6 months.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
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 And Manish, I mean, tell me how does it, without getting too technical, like you said, it sits on top of the data. Can you explain that in layman's terms, that and then how it benefits the credit union?
Yeah, so, you know, I think the core of how to think about it is why do we need it, right?
Yep, right.
So digitization has come to banking in a big way, especially in COVID, right? So whether it's deposits or assets and loans, people can move very, very quickly now. So, and they can discover new products and offers, get various choices almost instantaneously. Mm-hmm. And especially as Teachers is going national, you're going to go to prospect base where you're competing with the Capcoins, the American Expresses, and the fintech lenders. So the idea is when you, and consumers are willing to share their data if you handle it responsibly.
Sure, right? Of course.
So these people have all of the banking data that's even in your member base because they allow it through consent.
Mm-hmm.
So they are analyzing all of it and then giving real-time decisions to the consumers. Now, that is the expectation of a member or a prospect.
Mm-hmm.
So the important part is you have to, if you're going to be digital, you have to compete. If you don't give an instantaneous offer, there's somebody else is going to take it.
Oh,
and if
right.
you pend it, let's say, because you're not confident in your analytics, you say, you know, you say 20-30% I can decision because I have logic, but then after that I want to be careful because I want to get to know some more data. Now, if they're not going to stay around, if they're going to stay around, they're mostly people nobody wanted. And that's not a good thing to when you're growing. So the idea is, how do you take all of your data to do similar things what most of these advanced people are doing? You know, we grew up at American Express doing data and analytics, the founders, and kind of set that up. So I have a deep understanding of how do you kind of take behavioral data from your current members and then be able to convert that into insights which will say which prospect is going to be profitable, but do it with logic and models that can do it instantaneously.
Yeah.
You don't have to have people look at it because you have to make a millisecond decision.
Oh yeah.
And then what is the next best offer because this person took 3-4 other offers from you. So what does it look alike? And so how do you kind of promote the journey is all around data. So when I say it sits on top of the data, it's basically how do you take the data and get all the information out of it on any decision you want to do.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. And I forgot about the nationwide thing. So this is totally making sense here because you're really setting the table for the future.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And probably 99.9% of the interviews that I do that are technology-based, it's all about speed.
Yeah.
And so this is no different here, right?
Yep,
so because the consumer is getting that speed elsewhere. So why not at teachers?
Yeah, you have to be able to deliver the expectation of the format that the members are used to seeing at the competitors, so you don't stand a chance.
Yep, indeed.
So, yep.
Ah, I love this.
I just want to add to it is, of course, teachers is one of the largest credit unions, and we have a national charter, right? So what we call the core competency, the area of risk modeling, analytics, and is a core competency we would like to have in-house, and we choose few things to be outsourced differently, right? So that this allows us to understand the behavior of our members and understand their needs and provide relevant offer at the right time as well. So that positions us to propel forward.
Be there at the right time,
with
the right message. Oh my gosh, you guys are crushing it already. I can't wait to revisit maybe 6 months down the road or something like that.
Yeah, we'd love to follow up and,
be awesome.
and give an update on how we're doing.
That'd be cool. Yeah, I think you're going to set kind of a template for other Cratons as well, which is kind of cool. This is why I like doing this, to share.
And we're excited about the partnership with Corridor and putting this together. We do believe it's something that many other credit unions will be able to benefit from, and this is something that really is end-to-end, as we talked about, that goes beyond what I think is out there. Yep. So we're excited about it.
Indeed, guys. All right, anything to add? Manish, you look like you have something to add here.
Yeah, I think I just wanted to dot the I, because we spoke a lot about members and but from a regulatory perspective.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Right? It's
and look where we are.
Very critical as the scrutiny increases on smaller banks and credit unions and large credit unions that you really understand what you're doing. So I think there is an expectation now that you should be owning your own decisions and know exactly what you're doing. You cannot really say somebody else did it. So I would encourage almost everybody to think about, especially in the digital world where all decisions are going to be digitized and instantaneous, that this is something of a core competency that you need to have to serve your members.
Yeah, indeed.
And Mike, in technology terms, we call it, we are entering into a new era where advanced technology, especially AI, is really evolving at an unprecedented pace. So the transparency, the trust, and auditability is very key, and that's why.
That's a whole other show. AI rabbit hole.
Yeah. But this platform will allow them to do AI and then Gen AI.
Again, setting the table for the future. So good stuff, guys. All right, gents, I know you guys have a busy, busy schedule. Thank you so much for hanging out with me for a few minutes to share this exciting news. I'm really excited for you. And again, I really want to follow up on this maybe six, eight months down the road, see where you guys are with it. Brad, always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Trish, great
to meet you. Manish, well done. Keep up the good work, guys. Well done.
Word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible.